Afternoon to those that are in other countries today. For those who don't know me, to all the new listeners, my name is TJ. I am the business counselor here, partial owner of ForrestApple.com. My partner, which is the owner and the author of the ebook, his name is Gabriel Richard Jr. Okay. Forest Helper is a service that provides different services like account management, signals, one-on-one mentorship. Now we are providing free course of beginner that we would do it monthly. So it's a lot of exciting things going on here at the Forest Helper. And our number one motto is, our job is to make sure you guys reach your financial needs, your financial goals. So now we are on YouTube, Facebook. I will have commercials start mentioning those things, so that way you guys know if you want to check out some of our YouTube videos and you want to watch some more stuff about us or on our work, you can go check it out on our YouTube page. If you want to sign up for our services, you can go to our website, www.theforexhelper.com. All righty, I'm going to give that time for people to show up as we normally do all the time, right? So we get 5 minutes for people to show up. So that way, after that 5 minutes is up, then we can proceed. Today is going to be a little different. You don't want to expect this to happen, right? Today will be a test. I will be asking each student, as I tag their name and call out their name, I will ask them a question. Because I got to see where you guys are at. I got to see if you guys are paying attention. I got to see if you guys hear and then leave, you know. I got to see, are you getting it? Those who already been subscribed to us, and they subscribed to us, they used to be here, I would not be asking you guys questions because I already know the answers. You know, to those who already been subscribed to us or already got an ebook, they already know a lot of these answers. So it could be mainly for you new students that I'll be calling out. It's just like in school, you got to do tests. You got to see where their mind mentality is at, because if you miss a, small steps here, what more can I say that if you miss a small steps, you're not going to get the bigger steps. So you're basically wasting your time, you know. So today will be test day. We'll be doing tests from the last 4 weeks of what we talked about. I will ask questions. I will call out different people. So today is many tests that today there's no lesson being taught. I got to see who's who is what. In other words, to examine minds here. Like I say, this is a educational program here, this free course. So I got to make sure that we are doing that just that much. Good morning to all of you guys. So we're going to give you about a few minutes for more people to show up. I will, I will consistently put the links down every 5 minutes. I know sometimes links can get lost. So remember, if you call me at the middle, if you miss the beginning, after the show is over, you can always go back to it and press play. So that's how we're going to do that there. But it's class. So it's test day, people. Oh, yeah, it's test day. Oh, I hope you guys have been paying attention in class. Oh, I hope you have. I hope you have. I hope you have. Oh, got more. Yes, yes. Mr. Donison. Udo, blessings, welcome. Mm-hmm. I'll put the link down here again. And it's getting hot, man. It's about it's summertime where I'm at. It's about to be summertime where I'm at. All right, let's get a few more minutes. Hope you got your pen and paper. Because I'll be calling your names out one by one. Ask a question. Now, I ask, when I call names out in here, please do not help them. Let them know it because they were paying attention. They've been in class. They should know the answer to it. So, yes, it's quiz day. Yeah, I didn't know that. Y'all didn't think that was going to come, didn't it? Yeah. If I tell you it's quiz day, guess what? You won't, you know, you'll be alert. It's called surprises. Even in Florida, it's always surprises in the market. Even in the market, there's always surprises. You never know what can happen tomorrow. So same here today with the quiz. I will be calling out names. Now, that way I can see who is who. So if you run up out of here, that's on you. Yes. Make sure your device is properly. The volume's up. If y'all can hear me clearly, let me know. Because the volume is all the way up. Y'all can hear me loud and clear, let me know. Yeah, if y'all can hear me loud and clear to those who are listening, let me know if I'm low or loud. Give me a mic check. Can I get a mic check in here? Okay. So yeah, Bless, that's on your end. You might need to turn the volume up on your mic, on your device. Mm-hmm. That way you can hear real loud and clear. Mm-hmm. All right, like I said, ladies and gentlemen, today is quiz day. Today is quiz day. So I will be tagging names. I will be tagging names. Yeah. It's quiz day. All right, it's quiz day, it's question day. Today is test day. Let's see where your mind is at today. Let's see, have y'all been paying attention in class over the last 2 weeks or the last four or five courses? So, again, remember the rules. When I tag their name, please do not help them to figure out the answer. Let them figure out on their own because if they was here, and they're paying attention, they should know. If they don't know, that means they wasn't paying attention. It also gives me a better understanding who is who, too, as well. Who's really serious, who's not. This was all this was about today. So I couldn't tell you guys. I just want to be a surprise. All right, a couple more minutes, we're going to start, right? In a couple more minutes, we're going to start. Mm-hmm. Yes. We're going to start in a couple of minutes. We're going to have fun today, huh? Mm-hmm. Put another link out there for those who ran a little late. Mm-hmm. Remember, if you already subscribed to our services, you've been here, I would not ask you no questions because 9 or 10 times you already know the answers. So it'll be to the new students, to the ones who have not been subscribed or have not got our ebook. You know, this is up to the other students. Just to see how they've been paying attention to class over the last couple of weeks, over the last four or five courses. Mm-hmm. Yep. I will tag their name. Matter of fact, let me get my quiz sheet out, right? Let me get everything getting up. Get my quiz sheet out. We're going to need these things. Yeah, we're going to need these. We are going to need these things. All right, let's do a commercial. After the commercial, we're going to go straight into quiz day. All right, let's get a commercial going here real fast. Oh, my gosh. Let's do it. Somebody be messing around in the studio. I can't find that. Ooh, there it goes.
Do you want to learn how to safely trade online? Then contact the Forex Helper today. Our team is dedicated to show you the best way to safely grow your income with the lowest risk. Our team can also trade on your behalf. That's right. Even if you don't know how to trade, we can grow your money for you. Contact us today, and we'll send you proof of our members earning upwards to 60% return on their investments in 1 month. Call or WhatsApp us at 757-748-6722. Once again, you can call us or contact us on WhatsApp at 757-748-6722. Our business counselor is standing by to make sure you succeed in your long-term financial journey. Don't wait. Don't hesitate. We're looking forward to hearing from you soon. The financial markets can be very volatile. We'll help you navigate through the market storms. Now is the time to begin your long-term investment journey.
All right. We're going to do something a little different. Today's quiz day. So since it's quiz day, we're going to throw a little background music in the background. Because I need the mind to focus when I start asking these questions. And I'm only going to ask questions of what we talked about. I'm not going to do something that hasn't been talked yet. So don't worry about I'm coming with some hard questions. These just to review, see if who's been paying attention, who has been doing their study, and who hasn't. So, and also explain to me a lot more, but I need to go around that, right? So we're gonna do a little something different first. We're gonna have a little background. Okay, start with that first. So I'm gonna get going. Hold on. Wait a minute. It's not playing. Okay, that's weird. Don't want to play. Alrighty, so gonna find another one, right? Hold on. Okay, don't want to play. Right, hold on, I got another one. Go another one. Try another one. Oh. So apparently the music is not working. So we're gonna have to do it. That is weird. Why it's not working? I don't understand that. There we go. Hold on. Is that a little more? All right. It got something. So remember how this goes. I will tag your name. I will put a question, I will tag your name, I give you about 2 minutes to answer the question. People, do not help that individual. Please do not help them. They got to learn it. If they've been in class, they should know this already. So, that's how we're going to do this today. I'm going to pick a question, I'm going to put it in that box. Okay. First question. Hold on. First person. Mm-hmm. Like that. Mm-hmm. There you go, sir. First question, what is Forex? I need 2 minutes to answer that one. That's for you, sir. And this is how you gonna tell me what is Forex. We talked about that in the first class. And if that person don't answer it, I'll go to the next person. Same question. Somebody gonna get it. But I explained what Forex is, what does it represent, and what is it? That's why I did all that in the first lesson. 2 weeks ago. What is Forex? This is why I said it's very important to show up to class every day, especially if it's a free course, because If you're not going to get to the small step, you're not going to get to the big step at all whatsoever. And the market always got different surprises. So we wait on Sir to ask the question. Now I will go to the next person. Alright, he doesn't know it, obviously. Okay, we'll go to the next person. Okay, go to the next person. Linda, your turn. What is Forex? Somebody ain't been doing their homework. I don't like that. What is Forex? What does it represent? What does Forex mean? This was taught in the first lesson. Do not answer it, please do not. Stay in your position. Don't step over my toes. Don't answer it unless I call your name. Uh-oh. That person don't know it. In bad shape. We're in bad shape. It's not looking good. We're in bad shape. Okay. We're in bad shape. What is Forex? I give you three tries. Sana-san, what is Forex? Paying attention to class. That's what you're typing for. It's not your turn. Oh, there we go. He got it. He got it. Oh, Dr. Klein got it. He got it. He got it. For me, for it is change. Good job. There you go. Oh, he got it. Oh, man. I put a smile on my face right there. He got it. Somebody been paying attention to class. Oh, he got it. Oh, I'm excited now. You know, I'm excited. Somebody been paying attention to class. Good job, man. Good job. Ladies and gentlemen. There we go. Yeah. There we go. Yes. Oh, I'm so excited to get here. There you go. Hope y'all reading it. So, but the one who couldn't answer it, and I'm not talking with you on blast. This is why I want you guys to pay attention in class. If you're not going to get this, you're not going to get nothing else. That's why you need to come to class every day when we have courses. So, write this down. You say you want to make money, you got to act like business. Good job, Dr. Son. Great job, buddy. Great job. I'm so excited. There we go. Where's me? Foreign exchange. Oh my goodness. A market where you can trade. Basically in the Forex, what it means is, that's what it's for. You basically trading in different markets from all over the world. Canada, British pound, all those things, which next week we will talk about what each initials mean, British pound, all that good stuff. Yeah, you can trade major, minor, and exotic pairs. That's basically what it is. I hope you guys write that down, because at the end of the this course, which is 3 weeks, to those who got high grade, we're giving out rewards. So let you know that at the end of the course, at the end, I'm not talking about today, I'm talking about 2-3 weeks from now, we'll have a big, big test. And the big test will be done separately. It's going to be done individually. It won't be done in a whole class like we are doing today. But good job, Donatron. I'm so excited, man. I'm so excited. All right. You did a great job. You did a great job. You explained it. So please make sure. That's what Forex means. For those who say, well, TJ, what is Forex? I don't know what y'all do in Forex. So, man, Forex, man, we basically trade. We trade in different market pairs, whether we sell or whether we buy. Whether it's gold, oil, which is a commodity market, which we will explain what that means next week. That's basically what it is. You trade to make profits. That's all it is. We trade to make profits. You trade, hopefully you make the best bill. There we go. There we go. GPP means British pound, USD, all those things. NZD means New Zealand, all of them. So you good. You're not right no more, Dr. Son. Good job, man. Good job, brother. You did a great job, man. That man did a great job, didn't he? Did he not did a great job? That man, he definitely. Give that man a round of applause, y'all. Give that man a round of applause. Now, he did that. He asked that question. He was ready to do his homework. He did that. All righty. Next question. All right, you good. Next question. Who am I calling on now? Next question. I'm calling on somebody. Stay tuned. Let's get the music back going. Let's get the music back going. I'm calling the next person. Let's see here. Let's find a question here, right? Let's find a question here. Let's see here. Let's see here.
TJ, the big.
Hold on. I'm going to get something going. I'm going to make sure that we, All right. The sound is on. All right. Maybe it's you. If anyone can hear me, maybe it's you. Anyone can hear me? If you can hear me, you say you can hear me. Somebody tell me hello if you can hear me. If you can hear me clearly, say you can hear me. Your thing fixed, sweetheart. We haven't had problems since yesterday. Like I said, the studio doesn't have problems over here. You know how to get y'all. Guys, Donna Song, can you hear me? Everyone can hear me, but you. You might be. Yeah, it's been used since yesterday. Better get that fixed, sweetheart. Go get that fixed. Is it your data running out? Sorry, your data's running out. I don't know how that works. When your data run out, does that affect your affect here? I'm gonna put the link back down in again. Keep in mind that Pickle Nasty. Alright, so yeah, bless you guys. Bless you guys, make sure, because every time I stop, then I'm slowing things down. So in the future, if it not work, just click in the link versus just, you know, burst out the classroom. Because I don't want you stopping it, because then we stop, we never going to get nothing done. So just make sure if it's not working, because I can guarantee you 100% of the time it's not on my end. But it's probably somewhere in your area. So make sure if this thing stops working, just click on the link again, and then bam, you should be fine. All right, let's go to the next question. Find another question, huh? Let's see. You got one? You got one? Who's gonna call on? Who am I gonna call on today? Who's next up? Who's next up? Jay, you wasn't here. I can try though. Here you go, Jay. Now one for you, buddy. I know you wasn't here, don't worry. But we're gonna do it. Why do forest trainers fail? What's up, Jay? Yes. Yeah. Why do forest trainers fail? Why is a high percentage in the traders? Yes. We can give you a minute or so. Right. Why do forest trainers fail? All right. Why do forest trainers fail? All right, you must don't know the answer. All right, Bless, you should know this. You should know this. You've been in class. Why do forex traders fail? Yeah, any questions, like any other question outside of this, please keep it to the end of the show, because I don't want to keep slowing down. Why do forex traders fail? That's a good one. That's a good one. Yes. Yes. Because of greed. Yup. That's one of them. Emotion. That's the main one. Emotion. Impatience. Yes. Greed. Emotions. Impatience. Especially the patient part. A lot of those souls, they so doggone impatient. They just make moves. Don't even think about it. Most are getting away.
I got to get this. I got to make this happen.
Yeah, day trading. Yeah, because that's quick decision. Also, very well said. Hold on. Very well said. Also, great. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you. Also, good job. Good job. Hold on. Good job, Blessing. Let's give her a little applause. Give her a little applause. You know, that means she paid attention. That means she paid attention. That means she paid attention. Yeah, bless you. Mr. Napoleon. Also, this is why you have greed, emotion, impatience. Also, are you still typing? Go ahead. I'll let you finish typing before I put the rest of it to it. Right. So here we go with the other part. The reason many 40s fail is that they are uncapitalizing relationships to the size of the trade they make. It is the greed or the prospect of controlling vast amounts with only small amount of capital. So in other words, she says some of the good stuff about greed and emotion. Also, it's because people go in there unrealistic. They put in bigger trades into their accounts, knowing that they don't got the money to recover that. And on top of that, they don't pay attention to their margin level. This is why their account get exploded. Also because of lack of knowledge. Yep, also because of lack of knowledge. Mostly because of lack of knowledge. Because a lot of people go in, they don't know what they're doing. They think because they watch a YouTube channel for a day, they think they got to figure it out. It takes a while to learn this stuff. You know? But the percent of that is 95% of people failing. That's a big high percentage of numbers. 95%? Damn. Excuse my language. But you know what I mean. You know, they go in there, and then they get disappointed. Emotion gets in the way. You know, you can't, if you got only $200, why are you trying to get gold in your account? You know, like I said yesterday, Forex brokers are not going to tell you how much you can put in your account. They're going to let you do it. So when your margin level get down to 200%, 300%, you about to blow. You're about to explode. That's a wrap. They're not going to tell you, sir, alert, your account is about to blow in 30 minutes. They're not going to tell you that. They're going to let you put all types of trades in your account like you got it. If you don't, if you're not paying attention to your margin level, bam, you over-purchasing. This is why a lot of these people fail. But the name one, because of lack of knowledge, like she said, because of greed and emotion and impatience. And impatience, day trade, I don't like day trade, they don't last long. You got to get up every day from 5 a.m. to 9 a.m. I mean, 5 a.m. to 9 a.m. United States time. I mean, and even between that time, you can win a lot, you can lose all too. Yeah, you can win, yeah, but come on, man, long-term strategy, fellas. But good job, Miss Lesson. Great job. You did that well. All right, let's go to the next question. Who should I call on next? Hold on, that's cool. Who should I call on next? Let's see. All right. Let's find another question. Gonna find somebody else to get in here. You got one. This is very new right here. This was taught yesterday. Let's see who should I call on next. Let's look into the box. Let's see who should I call on next. Let me look at my thing. If he was here. So you know he's here or not. Francis, what is trading signal? What is signals? Why do you see people all the time talking about, hey, we're giving out signals for free or our signal costs this much? How important are signals? What does signals do? What is trading signal? We'll give you a minute. Yeah, you don't want to expect for this to happen today, right? Caught off guard. You got to, because I got to see. Another reason why 95% of people fail, they don't take this as like a business. They don't look at this as a business at all. They play with it too much. If your money's involved, this is a business. If your money is involved, this is a business. You gotta treat this such as a business. This is why the population is so high. People don't pay attention. Woo-woo-woo. You got to. What are trading signals? Okay. If you don't know it, I'm going to go to the next person. Give him a couple seconds. He's either here or he's not here. Right, let's go to the next person, right? Let's find another person. We got to move on. We got to move on. Who can I call on next? Call another person. Now, if you, like I said, if you already subscribed to my services and you already been here before, I'm not going to call on your name. You already know it. So, David, there you go. What is trading? All right, Mr. Dave, you up next, sir? What are the trading signals? I give it a good try. And then I will tell you what it is. Please start writing this stuff down. Because at the end of the course, 3 weeks, you're doing a big test. Individually. So those who score big, we get free signals for 30 days. Don't have to pay for it. You won't have to pay for it. So just know it. We get a big test at the end of the month. For those who score high, I will give you free signals for free. You can use it to make money. Oh yeah, I'll bet 20. David, what are trading signals? Alright, call one more person. After 3 persons, I have somebody speak out on it. Call another person. Ooh-wee! It's not looking good, fellas. Ooh-wee. What is trading signals? Next person, what are trading signals? And after that, if this person don't answer it, anyone can answer the question. Uh-oh. Uh-oh. Now let me count on a few people paying attention. Uh-oh, go back. There you go. Okay. Got somebody. Typing right now. All right. Well, take your time. We give you time. I'll let you write it out. I'll have it right on the tape. As long as you're typing it. Now he's typing it, y'all. Look at him time. He's patient. That's another thing I work on, patience. Patience is the key in the forex. So like here, we got to wait for patience. He is typing, just let you guys know. He is typing. So I'll just give him time to type. What type of this is this time? I know the connection's bad on our end, so that's why I'm being patient. Same way, I gotta be patient with some of you. You know, I want you guys to be patient with Forex. Okay? Well, he was typing. I don't know what happened. He was typing. Say he was typing. There was signaling. There you go. There we go. Oh, yes, God will. Great job. Great job. Yes, God will did it. Yes. Let's give that man a round of applause here, right? Let's give God will a round of applause here. Good job, brother. Good job, brother. Good job. Well said it. He said it. You know, and it's all about, and you know, Kaylee, the crazy thing about it is also understanding how to go back and read some of the stuff that's already here. That's how you got, that's how you know. See, the thing is, we have to learn how to pay attention to details, pay attention to everything around us. Because if you don't have that strategy in you, learning how to pay attention to details, correct? That means that we're going to be in problems. We're going to have a problem. Because even the market, reading, following signals, you have to pay attention to details. You see, because signals is only for where we sell and buy. The signal is to help you. The signal is to help you, to guide you. Like, you trust in our signals for you to follow to make profits. So in other words, you believe, if we say in the commodity markets, if things are sale, that's a buy, that's what you trust in. That's basically what you put in on your market. That's basically what you put in on your thing. So it's basically following different signals. Follow whether it's a sell or buy, whether it's CMM, which is short-term strategy, or CMV, which is long-term. It's basically you just follow somebody's signal. Remember I said yesterday, everybody's signal is not accurate because signals come from researchers. You can't put signals up there first if you do not research. So if you do not research, how can you have an accurate signal? So a lot of times, you know, people just throw signals up there, and then it's not accurate, and then it causes people to lose money like that. So that's why it's perfectly great to make sure that you guys do your homework, whose signals you're following. Make sure they have a great credential and experience, okay? But great job. Good job. And like I said, we do signals. We give them 7-day trial. So we give it out for a 7-day trial. And after 7 days, you have to pay for the signal because, and some people say, well, damn, we got to pay for the signal? Yeah, man, because you're going to make a lot of money using our signals. You know, I mean, we got to feed our family too. Those signals are not easy. You got to do a lot of research, a lot of mathematics. Did you know you got to do mathematics off of each calendar day? You got to do the mathematics. You got to divide. All that is work. So, yeah, we sell them a signal for $50 a month. Of course, why not? We got to do a lot of work behind that research with these signals. If we just don't pick those signals up there, then there you go. That's why we charge. Yeah, you charge for your labor. All right, so we do have signals. Bam, bam. All right, let's go to the next question. Good job to those who've been asking that question. Let me know. Hold on. Let's go to the next question, right? Put the music back on. Let's find another question. Let's find an off the wall question, right? Let's go to another one. Hold on. Go to another one, right? Remember, y'all, start getting that ebook. Blessing, how are you enjoying that ebook so far? You want to tell the class about the ebook? How are you enjoying it so far? Why I'm looking for another question? Tell them about the ebook. Tell them what you learned from the ebook. I strongly suggest for those who are new to this or about to start doing signals, whatnot, get that ebook. All right. Try another question, huh? Hold on. I want to switch them all up. Go to another one. There you go. Gotta get that ebook. I'm telling you now. You know. Gonna need that ebook. It's gonna help you a lot. I'm trying to tell you. All right. Who should I call? The next question would be, man. Hold on. Okay. They're looking for questions. Give me 1 second. We got another one. How about this yesterday too? Thank you. Awesome. I have another question. What name should I call on today? I want to call on a name that I haven't called in yet. Did I call on Josh? I also haven't called on Josh. What is account management? That was taught yesterday too. While we wait on Joshua, go ahead, bless us. Tell her what you learned from it. While we wait on Joshua to answer. Tell them what the things that stood out to you in the ebook. All right, Mr. Joshua, what is account management? You know the thing, I say this while we waiting. Every day I get responses or I get questions about, can you help me, can you help me, can you help me? And the part with that I have a problem with, when you help people, they don't take it. They don't take it serious. And then you walk away from them, don't want to help them, you don't want to help them anymore. They think you're doing it wrong. Nobody. My job is to help. Once you're not showing any, then I must cut off. Because I take this stuff seriously. This is business to me. I know people got family, you know, and all I want to do is take you. So you can go in the right direction. Become a wise investor. Use this to get you nowhere. Oh yeah, we'll be talking about that next week. Next week we'll be talking about markets. Oh yeah. Remember next week. Hold on. Okay, he's not answering that question. Let's find another person. Let's find another person. He must not be in class today. Good job, Blessing. Let's find another person. He might not be in class today. Hold on. Let's see. Who else in here I can call on? What is account management? What is account management? All right, well, why are you waiting on Ola to answer that question? Yeah, the volatile market, which, yeah. If I tell you how to get that ebook, for next week, we will be talking about markets. That's what, remember, next week, class will be Tuesday, Wednesday, Thursday. You know what? Class is only an hour and a half. That's all I ask. Because when the 30 days is up, when the course is over, then what? So take this as you can. You know? There are some people who got free courses, but they're telling you a bunch of BS. They're gonna lie to you, tell you whatever you want to hear, instead of them telling you what you need to hear. I'm telling you what you need to hear, not what you want. If I tell you what you want to hear, I'll lie to you all day long and tell you to make a lot of money for $1 in a second. And have you look like a fool. That's not what I'm here for. That's why today we're gonna quit. All right, he don't know what account management is. He might not be here. Do anyone know what account management is? Please go ahead and write it down. Please be my guest. I mean, we got a long way to go here today. We got a long way to go, people. They're gone. They're in here. They feared just to show up. I don't like that. This is the business. I don't like that. They just start fears. If you're not working right now, take this stuff serious. And they number the hour of your time or hour and a half of your time to learn this stuff. If you're not serious about Forex, don't even put your time into it. That's why 95% is a high number. Anyone know what a commencement is? Who would it be? Anyone can answer it. Whoever want to do it, go for it. You have... This was talked about yesterday. Nearly yesterday. I see somebody typing, so I'll wait. The Forex, it's not easy. Trust me, it's not easy. I don't care how much you study it. It is not easy. Forex is I'm telling you, man, you're going to face some obstacles. I'm just waiting for somebody to tell me account management before I put it down there. You know, I want y'all to learn how to interact with one another. Help each other out now, you know? You got to learn how to be a team player, because if you're working, there you go, Kendra. Good job. See, there she goes. She was gone earlier, but she's back. All right, there she go. Good job. There she go. That's what I'm talking about. Let's get her a round of applause. Yeah, get her a round of applause. See, I mean, you got to, now let's go back to account management. If you look at account management, a managed forex account is a trading account where a professional forex trader managed to trade it on the client's behalf. Account management, we trade on your behalf. Keep that in mind. You don't do no trading. This is the most less stressful service you can have. Why? Because you don't have to focus on it. You don't have to focus on it. We do the work for you. Ain't that great? You out there, you cut your backyard. You out there, you swimming in the swimming pool. You out there doing other things. Guess what? We do the work for you. This is the most less stressful thing. And the thing about it, we can't withdraw no money from your account. We don't have the pleasure of doing that. So when you sign up for account management, in other words, you say, hey, Forex Helper, we trusting you guys that you're going to manage my account correctly. Now, keep in mind, I want to make sure that when we manage account, I told y'all we don't do short-term strategy, and I told you guys we don't do day trading. Everything we do is based on long-term. So I'm letting you know that. So remember I told y'all guys yesterday, everything we do is based on long-term. If you come here to expect for things to happen within 20 days, 30 days, you're going to be disappointed. Because we want you guys to have better profits, not little profits, but profit that you can enjoy. So to enjoy something, right, you got to allow it to manifest. You got to allow it to mature. You can't let your plant half-ass grow, can you? How you going to eat an apple? Not even an apple, a grape. And the grape is not fully developed. You got to get time for the grape to develop. Some people get their money right when they see it. Or some people make trades when they think they can. It's not the right one to get. And they just make decisions, quick decisions, which we talk about emotions. And that's what short-term strategy does, because they go is right then and there. They make quick decisions. That's what we like. This is what we're going to get. We take our time. We do research. This is why our researches are so important when it comes to account management. You got to, let me ask you a question. How do you invest your money into something and you don't care about winning? All you want is nickels. So you invest money for nickels? That's what short-term do. And I understand, well, hey, I did it before and I want some money. Yeah, I did that before on nature and I want some money, but look, this is the problem. Remember what I told you, versus the person who bought something that was $20, but because we waited 4, 5, 8, 9 months, that $20 that they got for it, we got $200 for it. Remember I told you guys that. The $200 right here is more, I already had that $200 and that $20 because I needed right then and then. That's why I call emotions, you know? You know, so good job, Kendra, for that question. Let's go to the next question. Okay, I'm just making sure if you guys been paying attention the last 4 weeks. We're going to go back to the quiz. Let's go to another Let's go to another one. Oh, shoot. We got Gabriel in the house. I don't know if he want to say anything. I'm going to ask him. We got him in the house. Y'all didn't even know he was here. Sit down. Let's see if he want to say anything. You sure?
No, I'm just
Hello?
Listening.
All right.
Yeah, can you hear
All
me?
Right. Yeah.
I'm just listening. Thank you. Very informative.
All right.
I'm learning something here.
All right. Awesome. All right, ladies and gentlemen, that's a bigger boss right there. He pays attention. He observed this because I learned from him. I learned a lot from him. I'll tell you something real quick before I go to the next question. I thought Forex was a bunch of I didn't know what Forex was. You know what I mean? I never, I wasn't into those type of things in life. You know, Forex, nah, man, I'm a street dude. But once I learned it, he taught me, and I started learning the game, started observing. I see what he can do to people's lives, how much he can do to your life. Not only is it about making profit, it's also having the opportunity to get to know different culture. You know, I never started dealing with Africans or Pakistanis until I got here. You know, and I got to learn about different culture and different personality, which make it more interesting. Because I understand that we all come from a different land. And, you know, some way more than others. But and then I started understanding, like, wait a minute. You know, we all want to win. So why not put in my heart into this and, hey, let's do this and let's help you people to understand this world better. This is why you have to be properly educated first. Because if you're not properly educated first and you go into the system, then you're going to have a hard time understanding it and then you're going to quit. You know, that's one of the mistakes that I've made. You know, when I first got here, I had customers and sometimes some of my customers, I never interacted with them as much that I'm doing today. Because if I don't understand something, I'm going to get lost and I'm going to get confused and I'm going to get angry and I'm going to quit. So that's some things that we had dealing with. Past customers, they didn't understand it. All they understood was money. You got to keep in mind, it's not just about money. Because if you come into this game, understanding without a strategy, you're going to fail. So that's why it's so important to do this study, to do your researches, and to be consistent in what we do in order for you guys to win. But you guys also have to do your part. But let's move on to the next question, though. Let's put that music back on. All right, who's gonna call on next for another question? We got 30 more minutes now. Don't go run out the classroom. I ain't gonna call your name. I'm gonna call your name. So, let's find another question. I'm looking at my notes. I'm going through all the questions that we did the last 3 weeks. I want to see if you got me paying attention. That's all I wanted to know. Let's go to lesson two. Well, I'm looking for the next question. Get that ebook, fellas. Get that ebook, ladies. Hold on, let me go to my doc. Hold on, I'm going to my question. Let's go to that. Let me go to mine. Okay. Let me go to my question. There we go. I think I found it. Yes. I did. All right. Do this here. All right. Yeah. So, I'm going to write this down here. Somebody explain to me. I'm going to copy this. Why do many forex traders find success using long-term strategy? Who should I call in today? I need somebody. Because I talk about this almost every time we have class. I guess so many different examples why that most traders find success using long-term strategy. And why would that be? So let me, who am I calling on next? Let's take a look at who's in this list. All right. Somebody haven't called on yet. Let's take a look. Julius, you are next. You in here? Me? Why many Morris traders might suggest using long-term strategy? Why do we speak highly on long-term strategy? Why do you think it's most success there? She don't answer that one, we go to the next person. We got to be mindful. This is why it's important. This is why it's important to show up. This is why it's important. This is why it's important to show up. Because if you sign up to one of our services, and you get confused, the first thing I'm going to say is, was you in the classroom? You should have learned you did. We taught you everything you need to know. So this is why it's important to know this. Why do we find success through long-term strategy? We give a few more seconds. Either she's here or she's not here. Or anyone can answer that question if you know it. Anyone can answer it. Now, if you already been here and you already subscribed, please do not answer the question. You already know why. You've been here, so I just want the new students to do it. Anyone? Blessing. Donathan. God will. Kendra. How about this? Anyone can answer the question. Wow, I know y'all have been looking for it. Looking for that. Let's go. Five, anyone? Somebody type it. I'm awake. I want you to answer it. And I want to answer everything for you guys. I want you guys to work together. So if you know it, go ahead. I see some guys typing. So go for it. But why? Questions, but why? My bad. I didn't answer. That's why I asked the question. I'm sorry. But why? Why did we go with long-term strategy? That's what I'm going to ask y'all. I'm sorry about that, y'all. Why did we go with long-term strategy? Why is it important? And what is the key element to dealing with long-term strategy that most people struggle with today? What is the most element? Why did we go with long-term strategy? Why did we teach this more? And what is the key element in order to be successful? And are we talking? And are we talking days? Or are we talking weeks? Or are we talking months? Y'all know the difference between that. Are we talking months? To hold on to a trade or any trade that we do in any markets. There we go. That's one. Because it gets traded that time to mature into profit. That's one. You definitely want to trade. Is it weeks? Is it days? Is it months? Remember, days and weeks is like commodity, it's CMM. Commodity market value can be months or 6 months, maybe a year. So maybe a year. There you go. There she go. All right. I hope y'all. Yes, she answered. It could take months or a year. It could take even longer. They also give it a better script. See, you never know. See, that's how we're researching. If I want to do a research on something in British Pound, I'm going to do a research what's going on over there. And based on that research that I decide what's going to happen within the next year or so, whether the trend going to go up or down, anything like that, this is how we make decisions. Okay, we're going to hold this on. This is going to be worth something later. We're going to win this one something later. Remember, trading is like all right, I'll trade you for this one. Or I'll trade you. It's like a bunch of people looking at the same market and everyone making their own different trades. It's based on decisions, based on mathematics. It's based on understanding. There you go, dude. You can't lie. I'm glad you came to class. Please close my door. Please close my door. I don't like my door open in class like that. Thank you. Thank you. This is why we do long-term strategy. Now, it's also required patience. That's the problem that this is something I definitely once we implement is that it requires a lot of understanding. You know, you may think because you see something, oh, man, yo, TJ, man, what's up, man? Why can't buy that? Let's get this one. Bro, that's the reason why we're not going to get that one. We did our research based on our research. We choose not to get that trade. You see it now as a short-term strategy. We see something long-term strategy that's not going to be no good. So why would we get that trade? Why would it make sense to go that route? Why would it make sense for us to go that route? It's not going to make us no money. Because you see it now, oh, well, I can make some money doing this. But how much? When we do something else, we're looking at other markets, more volume in that other market. This is why next week we are going to be talking about markets. Because it's very important to understand how these things work and how we move. This is why I'm putting long-term strategy. I'm not putting your minds so you guys can, you know, be brainwashed. Because I'm going to brainwash you. I tell you right now, hey, y'all donate $50 into this account. We can make you $3,000 right now. That would be brainwashing, wouldn't it? That would be brainwashed, wouldn't it? So, no, it's to tell you that, you know, my partner, who was on here when my partner did a, he did a sermon. I didn't say sermon. He did a speech, what was it, 2 weeks ago? Who was on there to listen to my partner speak when he said how he did short-term, how he did short-term strategy at first? Remember, he never did long, he started out with short-term strategy, the day scalp and all that. Who was there? Who remembers his story? What he had to go through, what he experienced in that thing. And then how he discovered when he started doing long-term, he saw something in it in the future, in the long-term way. But who was there to hear how his story went from that day, from the past, from how he was a day trading and he was winning, and that next thing you know, he was losing a lot of money, then he tried something different, then he realized why long-term this, that works. Who was there? Some of y'all was there. Do y'all remember the story? Who remembered the story? Who remember? Got to write this down too, huh? Who remember Gabriel's story? It's part of the quiz too, hope you know. Who's actually listening? I bet you guys are like, man, how do you know we're going to do quiz today? I'm not supposed to tell you that. My job is to make sure you pay attention. My job is to make sure. So tell me, okay, this is what we're going to do. Tell me five things. Tell me five things. Oh, man, I hate type. I'm not a good typer, y'all. Tell me five things that Gabriel mentioned in his speech last week. I'm going to put anyone. Anyone can answer that question. Let's see. What are the five things that stood out to you guys that you heard from him? Now, remember, that's the owner. So what are the five things that he wants you guys to fully understand? Let's see. Because remember, I tell you guys every day, if you're not really paying attention, but you're not really, how you going to make it in the forex world? You got to be open-minded. You got to be ready to rock and roll. You got to read details. Details is very important in forex. Especially those who want to be traders in the long run. Keep paying details. It's very important in this world. In any world. Judith, blessing. I see you typing. The fellas, these ladies are doing you guys in here. These ladies are doing you guys on here now. Should I have a chat only for ladies now? What's going on, fellas? These ladies are doing you guys right now. Y'all supposed to be the kings. These ladies are doing you guys with these questions. I only got four or five answers from maybe for 3-4 men. There's more men in here than there's women. Go ahead, Black, take your time. Telling you. That's one thing he said. When he left, he started profit growing. Now, how long was he gone? Look. When he left, he started profit growing. But see, we missed the point. He was gone for how long, though? That's the point that would make it more inspiring into the story. He realized he was growing. He realized, I forgot how much he said. I think it was a thousand that he said. When he realized when he came back, this is how he discovered long-term strategy. That's why it's so important to listen. So important. Yep. Yep. That's true. You said when he left the train for some few days or whatever, he came back, was actually growing. That's one. He said you have to be very patient to make profit. That's true. Come on, guys. Help her. Yeah. And also, give me a homework to do, too. Because by me doing it, it gives me an opportunity to talk to my partners. Okay, this is what we got to do here. This was what worked. This was not working. Because I know a lot of you guys was caught off guard with the quiz. I think that's why some of y'all probably being quiet, you know. But it has to be done for a reason. I'm trying to mentally prepare you guys for this Forex war. I'm going to keep saying that. Because if you don't, I'm telling you. This is why it's only an hour and a half, man. Look here. I got to get up early in the morning, too. For y'all, it's afternoon. For y'all, it's already afternoon. For us, it's early in the morning. We're doing it because we care. We're not out here to say, hey, give me your money. Oh, here we go. That's when he knew you could only make it through the long-term strategy. Once he realized he was gone, and he came back. He realized, wait a minute, long-term, let me try this long-term thing. Because he realized, I think he had about, I don't know how much money it was. I know it was in thousands. That's when he realized long-term was better. That's when he started going with the long-term methods and start now to implement why long-term is so important and control your emotions. Yeah, you got to control those emotions because emotions will have you do stupid stuff, man. Will have you in jail, have you dead, have you divorced, have you lose your kids, have you going to hell. I don't got nothing to do with this, but I'm going to have to mention that. That's why it's so important to control those emotions. And when you do with this stuff here, controlling your emotions, we get attitudes all the time, man. Trust me, we get attitudes, we get threats because the emotions not control, you know. And we understand, but that's why you have to control your emotions. You have to learn how to control because, you know, you make quick moves and make quick adjustments. It can cause you, and it can be a long-term consequence. Your quick emotion can cause long-term consequences. And some of y'all already learned me already. I'm very truthful to you. I don't ever bite my tongue. I speak how I see what I see. That's just me. I deal with my partner all the time. But he accept me for who I am because I speak on what I believe in. That's who I am. So I talk to you guys one-on-one, and I tell you the truth. Say, hey, man, you need to focus on this. Look, hey, man. Look, if you want to be serious, you got to make your payment. Because it's not just demand. It's to show you this is the real world. The real world's not going to give a damn about you guys. So this is Forex. Forex markets is up and down. The market is up and down every day. So if you're not stable with your emotions, you're going to get cut off guard. If you don't know the simple stuff, you're not going to know the bigger stuff. This stuff I'm teaching right now for the last four classes are simple, basic Forex. You got to know what these stuff means. Yeah. He lost a lot of money. He lost a lot of money with that short-term stuff, the scalp and all that stuff people love doing, day-to-day stuff.
Well, it makes me a lot of money.
Show me your account today. I got a question for those who are doing short-term strategy. How is it going for you guys? Talk to me. We got about 10 minutes. For those who are doing short-term strategy day-to-day, how is it going for you guys? To those who are listening, let me know. Hey, you can message me, call me. Tell me how is it going for you guys right now. How is it working for you guys? Are you being successful in that? Is there any joy coming out of that? Or are you getting your kibbles a mix? Tell me. Let me know. Why am I looking for something else? Because if you want to trade for a living, let me write this down. Trade it for a living. Let's copy this. I got you my note. Let's write this down. We ain't got that much time. Trading for a living. Question is, can you do trading for a living, right? All right. Trading for a living. Time is ticking. How much time we got left? We only got number 12 minutes. Trading for a living. Can you do trading for a living, people? Can we do trading for a living? Who know the answer to that? Can we do trading for a living? Watch this. I'm going to write this something right here. Hold on. Let's get to the, hold on. Good here. We got that much time. Hold on. This is here. Remember this what I told y'all. Trading for a living is very challenging. And it's social with many risks. It requires a lot of preparation from traders that are serious about it. Keyword, serious. That are serious about it. But if they manage to do all the preparation right, first trading is actually a possible. Lesson say, how can it be achieved as a long-term strategy? Investment after investment. You got to invest. That's number one thing. It's all about investment. I'm going to tell you that right now. You got to invest. There's nothing. Oh, man. How can trade for a living can be done correctly? You follow me? How do you achieve a long-term strategy? It's the same thing we've been doing. But you have to invest. You have to invest, invest, invest. I know it's hard. But if you do not invest into your account, just because you got 200 in it now, that doesn't mean you should be happy with that. I don't care how much profit you make. Continue to invest. The more, it's like I say, if you invest money into a project, and in that project, you want to create a building, you want to create an office, or you want to create an empire, you have to invest money. I don't care how you do it. And time. Money and time. You cannot build nothing without money. If I invest some type of firm, I might have to invest. I'm using that as an example. And I might have to invest $1.5 million into this to get this project done. But now that I got all that invested in and I'm getting me employees to work for me, guess how much I'm getting back on my investment a year? If I invested $1.5 million, well, let's be realistically, right? If I invested $10.5 million, because remember I got to get employees over here, business lawyers, all those nice things in life. If I invest $10.5 million, guess how much I'm going to get back from my project once it's done? And I keep the long-term thing, I'm going out of that $10.5 million, guess how much I'm going to make a year? Maybe 25, 30, 40, 50 mil. Now, as time progressed over the years and years, years, they basically turned to billions. This is why investment is so important. The more you invest, the more you get opportunities. But it has to be a long-term strategy thing. You can't invest for a small period of time. If you plan on having something long in your life, you want to have a big project, you got to be on your game. You got to be understanding of your project. Same here. If I invest into this long-term strategy thing, I'm putting money in money. Some people invest $5,000 already. Invest more, and they stick to the long term. Eventually, you start making a lot of money. Whatever your goal is that you try to get out of here, you will eventually get to your whatever number set that you have for yourself as far as money-wise. You will eventually get there. But do not expect these things to happen overnight, weeks, or even months. Times get hard every time. But sometimes we allow our emotions to make trigger moves. So today's class was about just to see where your mind was at. Because now after class, I can start hitting them students one-on-one, see what they want to do. Because you got to take this stuff important. This is business. You got to be on your game. You got to be on your game. If you're not on your game, all these questions, it's there for a reason. It's a secret. Because next week, going to be something totally different. Something totally different. We're going to be talking about marketing. All that good stuff. Pips. That's going to be a deeper topic than these last 2 weeks. Man, I don't know how much I can stress myself enough. I want you guys to really listen. Start listening to all the other YouTuber channels and all these make-believers saying up with fake dreams. All right? You always have questions. You always talk to me. I had a whole bunch of other questions to give, but I don't got enough time. I just want to see something today. It's called me testing the water. See who's been paying attention. See who's been in class. See who's there. See who's not. Because, as you see here, trading for a living is very challenging. Yeah! There you go. It'll go up and up. Yes! Blessing, good thing. Yes! Correct, Blessing. Yep, correct. Correct, Blessing. Yeah. Yeah, appreciate the look. There you go. Yes. Let me say that. Blessing. Man, she pays attention in the classroom, man. She's very inspiring, too. She's very, a blessed woman. And all you guys are. I don't want to feel like. But, yeah. Let me read what she said. Because we only got 4 minutes, and it's going to cut me off on air. Her question was to all our listeners all over the world on YouTube, Facebook, Twitter. The question that Ms. Blessing has asked, does this mean that the more money you invest in your trading account, the more your margin level increases, thereby allowing you to open even more positions and make trades? Yes. So remember, the more money you invest, the more trades and positions you put in. Because remember, our goals. I'm talking about our goals. When we do with our members, we want their margin levels at 2,000%. Some go higher than that. But we keep that 2,000. We don't go below 2,000 because that is a great risk. That is a major risk. You don't want your account getting blown. So the more you invest, the more. There you go. She put it. The more you invest, the more trade we can put in. Alrighty. But I wish I could explain more. Matter of fact, I'm going to explain more about that on Tuesday class. Because this thing about to cut me off. And I want to talk, it's going to cut me off. Man, some of you guys, good job, Donaldson. Good job, Kendra Blessing. Who has participated today? A lot of you participate. I don't want to leave nobody's names out. To all who participated, good job. Good job. Good job. Y'all are doing a great job. But next week, Fast Tuesday, Wednesday, and Thursday. I'd like to congratulate those. First of all, this is congratulations here today. I'd like to, well, yeah, we'll do that next week. We'll do that next week. CVNC, we'll do that next week. We'll do all that next week, Blessing. We got to stay within the time. We'll explain all that next week. All that will be on the next topic. We don't have enough time right now, so we'll do that next week. Those questions, yes. I'd like to congratulate all those. I'd like to congratulate Millie. He became account management yesterday. Some of you guys already turned on the signals. So we appreciate you guys. We're going to take care of you guys. Thank you. Thank you all for listening. Thank you all for turning. I would love to see some more of you guys. What's in here that turned? Millie, I got the information already. I'll get that to the account management. So when I get off, I got it. When I get off, I'll take care of that right now for you. Congratulations to the account management. And to the other guy who turned signals last week, congratulations. All right, guys, we got 3 more weeks to go. We're about to get more deeper than this. All right? We want to get more deeper than this, okay? Please show up on time. Remember, class will be 3 days a week now. Tuesday, Wednesday, Thursday, because we're almost at the end. You know, we're almost at the end. All right? You all have been a blessing to me. I want you guys to know that. You make me want to come every day, but I'm not going to come every day because I got to take care of other things and other markets and other stuff like that. So we're going to keep it on the days that we say we're going to keep it on. So, all right, man. Y'all have a wonderful weekend. I will keep all the notes up later. Get that ebook. Get that ebook. Okay? I'm telling you, it's only 20. Get that ebook. It's going to help you out a lot. All right. In 90 seconds. To come you out. You want to say anything, Gabriel? You want to say anything, Gabriel?
Hello?
You like to say anything, sir?
Can you hear me?
Is you on? Yeah, we can hear you.
Okay, yeah. Great class. Great class. Glad to see the participation, to see the eagerness, people willing to learn, and enjoyed it. I definitely did.
Thank you. Thank you. All right, ladies and gentlemen. We appreciate you guys. I got to find that outro thing. Okay, let's find that outro thing. For coming in, see you guys on Tuesday. And where is that thing at? I can't find it. I believe it's right here. Thank you.
Mm-hmm.